our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, Jesus is more than enough. He has enough for everybody. He can't run out of nothing because everything is in him. Thank God for our Young Adult Choir and our little junior choir. Thank God for our little deacon, our little ushers. Thank God for our babies. Thank God for them. Our series, What Has Happened to Marriage, number two. What Have Happened to Marriage, number two. We have a subject also, What Have Happened to the Christian Marriage. It's a different, if you just have patience and listen at me. What have happened to marriage? Again, let's look at Genesis 1, the first three verses. So in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. How about looking at Genesis 1 again, and we'll look at 26 verse. And God said, Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female cremated he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful. Everybody say fruitful. And multiply. Everybody say multiply. And replenish the earth and seduce it, be master over it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. I'm saying in the beginning, I know we know that, everybody know, if you go to church, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth, but for the benefit of the young folks, we have a lot of young folks around, and that need to be straightened out with them. Old people know God created everything. Young folks coming up with something new now. And if you notice, it said in the beginning, God created. He have created the heaven and the earth. Notice God had nobody or nothing to help him to do nothing. And he didn't say, in the beginning, there was a big bang. In the beginning, it was all God. They need to know it was all God. Nobody but him. And my brothers and my sisters, for as man is concerned, everything got started in the garden. Marriage got started in the garden. That beautiful and peaceful garden. It was beautiful and it was peaceful. Notice it's not in there where Adam and Eve started cussing out one another. If it was, God hid that from us. You can argue about another woman or another man, or just only them two. Just only the two. But it was a beautiful God. It was peaceful. Notice it was peaceful. Let that stick with you now. It was peaceful. It was peaceful. Although Satan was there, but it was still what? Although evil was there, but it was still peaceful in the garden. And they messed up. God ran them out, the garden. He ran them out. Put angels by the gate where they won't come back in. If they come back in, they would have ate off the tree of life and wouldn't have paid no penalty for sin. He ran them out of the garden. But they had peace in the beginning. What has happened to a marriage? The world, everybody say world. The world is trying to corrupt it and destroy God's holy marriage. When I get through, you'll see what I'm talking about. And we will talk about this first before we get to a relationship. We won't get all this out the way to let you see how it got started. And I find out that's what happened to a lot of people. They don't know how things got started. They don't know how it got started. That's mean a lot of folks never give their life to Christ because they don't know why they need to be saved. Sometimes you have to go way back in Genesis. A lot of don't know why they need to be saved. They had to go back in Genesis to find out. So we want to go back in Genesis to check out on marriage. That's where it got started at, in Genesis. Before we get again, start in the relationship, let's go and find out how it can be corrupted and being corrupted. And my brothers and sisters, all of this information is in the Word of God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. If anybody know how it got together, God ought to know. What have happened to marriage? And my brothers and sisters, one thing Satan never wants us to do, that is to obey God's word. He never. Long as he can keep us from obeying God's word, the devil got you in his hand just like that. That's all he wants us to do. Stop obeying God's word. When we fail to obey God's word, then we put our own self in the hands of Satan. Obedience is God's word. Obedience to God's word would keep us from evil. I'm going to say it again. Obedience to God's word would keep us from evil. Lead us not into temptation, but what? Deliver from the evil one. Deliver from all evil. But we had to do what the law said to do that. That's what keep us. And my brothers and sisters, out of all of man's sin today, it started by being disobedient the God word. And it had not changed. And as I speak right now, it's happening right now. That haven't changed yet. It ain't about to change until Jesus come back at his church. There's nothing wrong with God marriage. Man's problem is God. He is disobedient to God. Nothing wrong with marriage. Can anybody find anything wrong with it? Throw your hand and let me see you. Nothing wrong with it. The wrong part, we just gonna obey God. Don't put on God. Put on ourselves. Oh. Now watch this. If this a snake, everybody say snake. If this a snake and God said it'll bite, don't put your hand over that. Now if I put my hand on it and bite me, I can't fault God. He told me don't put my hand on it. God set out marriage and told us how to treat one another. So we can't get mad with God. It's on us. By being what? This? Oh, my. I'm just getting this covered up right now. I'll go in some more part after a while now. Get the thing set up. That's all I'm trying to do. Get it set up for you. The way how it all got started. There's nothing wrong with this man. Disobedience will stop the blessings of men. If God fixed marriage like he wanted, well, who is man to unfix it? This is God doing himself. God is God. This is his doing himself. God himself, God himself, God himself. Everybody say God. The capital G, God. If he God, he does what he wants to do. Well, who big enough to stop it? Oh, he God. Capital G, God. He the only true God. But my brothers and sisters, but we are living in the day what we call the people's rights. The people's right. In other words, putting our own views in the place of God's word. Right now, it's what the peoples are saying. It's what the politicians are saying. What the ungodly politicians are saying, and what ungodly folks are saying, and then they go to the politicians, and then they bring before us, and then we vote to do the wrong thing. See, they think they're smart. I told y'all a few weeks ago, I said, when a politician running for something, he's the best Christian in the world. Come in the church? Yeah, holler, yeah, I belong to the Zuzu church and blah, blah, blah. Can I say a word? No, you ain't going to say nothing in here now. I don't have it in here. I don't. You can put your little leaflet out there, but I don't have you stand up taking all God time. That's all. I don't have it. I don't have it. I don't mean a bit of harm. I don't mean a bit of harm. I just don't have it in here. I ain't never had it. I don't have it. See, just go on and put your little leaflet out there. They want both ways, them both ways. But it's God time and preacher time to preach now. And when they get ready to vote, what bothered me, they want to bring it up. The ungodly issue. And then what bothered me, shut up, when church folk vote for it. I'm trying to get somewhere. Y'all just listen at me here. That's what bothered me. Have some ungodly, you know it ungodly. The church don't have nothing to do with it, and you get to vote yes when it ought to be no. That's what troubled God. That's his holy name. So it's God marriage. It's not ours. It belongs to God. And my brothers and sisters, I just want you to bear with me a little while here. Look at your neighbor and say, bear with him a little while. I know what you want, see. You want me to go into the relationship. No, you're going to want me to get out of the relationship when I get there. I'm doing what the Lord tells me to do. I'm trying to set it up to let you see what's going on, how it got started. Marriage belongs to God, not the church. It belongs to God, not the world. It belongs to God. Because we are trying to establish. This is what we want to do. That we've been going this long way to get to it. We're trying to establish the origin of marriage and that marriage belongs to God and marriage is holy. I say it is holy. Holy things are set apart for God. I said holy things are set apart for God's use and only for his use. And this is why Satan always wanted to destroy the marriage because the devil can't stand nothing holy. If it's holy, the devil don't want to be around it. Marriage relationship was ordained by God and not man. Heart of mine. And my brothers and sisters, what make marriage holy, it was established before Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. If it had been after they have sinned, it would have been unholy. But it was holy before they even messed up in the garden. That's what made it holy. But even before they start sinning, what made it holy? So marriage is holy. And my brother and sister, Eva was on the tree of knowledge for four reasons. To kill, steal, destroy, and control. They control evil and good trying to control one another. Evil on the tree, good on the tree. So evil want to control good. Good want to control evil. So just the fight going on right now. Bless his holy name. Evil. And my brothers and sisters, the devil wanted to destroy the family. Just like he wanted to destroy the church, he wanted to destroy the family the same way. But Jesus says on a rock. He said the church on a rock. If that on a rock, the marriage ought to be on a rock. If we do what he said, it'll stay on the rock. But we won't obey God's word. Our problem, we will not obey God's word. What have happened to the Christian marriage or to marriage? What have happened to it? Notice God did not give man nothing that was evil in that garden. He didn't give him nothing. Everything that God gave man was good and very good. Nothing evil. Nothing evil he gave him in that garden. And my brothers and sisters, God gave man the knowledge to know that evil was on the tree. Evil was in that garden. He gave him the knowledge to know that. And guess what, y'all? Not only Eve knew about it too. Because she went far enough to question the devil. Both of them knew about it. You know, sometimes when you get teaching on that, the women might holler sometimes and say, well, he ought to told her. No, she knew it. He wasn't crazy. She knew what she was doing. She knew exactly what she was doing. And we get to arguing about marriage. We get to arguing about this and that. The Bible speaking for itself. Eve knew just like Adam knew. She went far enough to question the devil.
The law told us not to touch it. God ain't saying about no touching no tree. The devil said, you won't surely die. Eve done that herself. You won't surely die. See, Eve probably thought that, you know, something well or something bad about it, maybe a little poison on it or something like that. But by death, she didn't understand what dying was. It was a spiritual death. That means she took the fruit and started eating off it. And don't be talking about it. Lord have mercy, these sisters. She ate it by herself. Adam wasn't even there. And then your sister, y'all hollered at him, he ought to have been there. No, he had to work. God told Adam to what? Dress to God. He was at work. And this is what the devil does. He called her and got her by himself because she was by herself. Well, no, don't throw no brick at me, y'all. That's when you need your husband there. That if he's saved, he ain't saved, you don't need him there either. That's your... She knew what she was doing when she ate off that tree. Bless his holy name. Now, evil is the seed and the fruit of Satan. Remember that now. Yes, evil was on the tree of knowledge. Yes, evil was in the world. When God created man, evil was there. Evil was present. My brothers and sisters, but God had evil at rest. Everybody say at rest. God, I said, God had evil at rest. Evil was under the authority and control of God. Evil couldn't move. This let us know God in control of evil. Evil couldn't move. It was on the tree, but he couldn't move. God in control of everything. Bless his holy name. Thank God for Jesus. Now, get your Bible right quick. Paul had to go off to preach today. I got a little red wine with me. Genesis 3, 1 through 7.
Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden of Eden.
Yeah.
And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
Yes, not lest, but you're going to surely what? All right, read on.
And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
That's the temptation coming now. Read on.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
She took of the fruit, and started eating it first, and said it was good. And then she carried it, she sees that she was still alive, and then she carried it to her husband. In other words, the devil calling God a lie. The Bible doesn't lie. That's what we got to come and see. The Bible, see, the devil called God lies. That's how the devil get us. He come down because he's a deceiver. He's the master of deception. Any way that he can get your mind off God's word, he coming at you. He coming at me. He coming at whosoever will. Well, let him come in. He coming. With deception all the time. Fooling us. Going against the word of God. That's the only way you know when God not talking is not in the Bible. If it's in the Bible, God done said it. And the devil wants you to go against what the Bible said. Never go against what God done said. Because God got things fixed like he want them. You change it, you're going the wrong way. Young folk, you're going the wrong way when you don't go by the Bible. Bless his holy name. He got his word here to direct us, lead us, and guide us. And my brothers and sisters, it was man who brought and caused all of this evil on himself when he disobeyed God's word. He brought it on himself. And my brothers and sisters, disobedience to God's word will disturb evil. I said it disturbed evil. When you disobey God's word, that's what disturbed evil. And then come the consequences. What is that? Death. The consequences of evil is death. Satan told the woman, you won't surely die, but folks been dying ever since. The consequences of evil is death. What have happened, Lord have mercy, to marriage? It was man who took evil off the tree. It wasn't God. It was man who pulled evil off the tree. God Almighty. It was man who loosed evil. It was man who disturbed evil. God was already there for us. And guess what? Good was already there for us. We already had good and had it very good. We cannot blame God for our evil. I'm trying to get you to see a point. We can't blame God for nothing. It was all us, ourselves. That's happening right now. A lot of things happen in our lives because we the one doing the evil. We the one disobeying God. And sometimes we get to blaming things. I'm talking about church folk. We get to blaming things on God. No, check and see what you're doing. When you obey God, God's going to fight your battle for you. We can't keep on disobeying God and look for blessings to fall on us. No. Consequences come behind disobedience. Bless his holy name. Thank you, brother, for telling me to preach. And my brothers and sisters, Adam could have picked some fruit off the tree. Adam could have cut the tree down. All God told him, don't you eat the fruit. Just do what God said do. And devil always want to do the opposite of what God said don't do or do do. You get my point now? That's the way the devil come at us all the time. If the devil come to you again, and tell you to do something, and you see it anyway, I don't supposed to do it, you break God's rules. You're going against God. That's disobedience. Evil come behind disobedience. Always remember that. Evil come behind disobedience. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, man introduced to himself, number one, first of all, the cause of evil. Disobedience to God's word. Red Wine, read something for me. Let me say, Paul. Red Wine, read 1 Samuel 15 and 22. 1 Samuel 15, 22. Then we're going to go to John 14 and 15.
And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?
Lord, have mercy.
Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
Lord, have mercy.
And to hearken than the fat of rams.
God rather have God rather have our obedience than to have all the sacrifices. God said, I don't want your sacrifice. I want disobedience. God told Saul to do something. He done something obvious for what God told him to do. I want you to destroy everybody. When you go out and destroy everybody, don't you bring nothing here? So he left the calf and left the bulls and all. So we're going to offer this up to God. God said, I don't want that. I'd rather have your obedience better than your sacrifice. And sometimes that happens in church. Sometimes folks trying to pay God off. And they feel like if you can pay God off or pay him more than the other folk, you feel like you can do what you want. No, God ain't going to accept it like that. I still want your obedience. I'd rather have obedience than have your sacrifices. Look at John 14 for me right quick. And 14 and 15.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
God Almighty. If you what? Look at that thing again. I ain't running that too fast. If condition, if you what? You ought to do what? You got to do what? Love Christ. And when you love Christ, you want to what? Keep his commandment. But you got to what? Love him. Fall in love with Christ. And when you fall in love with Christ, you want to what? Do what he said. Oh, boy. You want to do what he said because what? You love him. Just like you love your wife. You love your husband. You want to treat him right, don't you? Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Right. You love him. You love her. You want to do what? Treat him right. You know, you don't beat up on a woman and then talk about love her. Have you heard? Love don't act like that. Doesn't act like that. Baby, you know I love you. I'm gonna knock the woman's teeth out. And trust her holler, you know I love you. That's not love. That's man love. That's not agape love. That's not God love. No, that's not God. He said, if you love me, you're going to do what I said. So we got our love all crossed up. God Almighty, bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, brother pastor, say what? How is the world corrupting holy marriage? That's the first thing I'm going to talk about. How in the world and how they can corrupt God's holy marriage? Who can answer that question for me? I ain't talking about nobody up here. Who can answer that question? How the world corrupt in God's holy marriage? I say they corrupting it. I ain't saying they weren't marrying, but they what? How? Talk shows. Y'all ain't got that point yet. See, I'm going to make sure you get it. How can you corrupt it? His holy marriage. They get married, but how can you corrupt it? Okay, all right. I'll take up my time. Okay, bless your heart. How we corrupt it is, they get married now. I thought you may get it right there. How we corrupted man marrying man. Woman marrying woman. That's corrupting his marriage. That's happening right now. And the church ain't saying nothing about it. The church accepting it. Boy, I got quiet of the mouth here. I know you're not shacking up. I know it hit a bone. That's what's wrong with pastors. They're scared to bring this stuff out. It's corrupting God's marriage. They get married all right, but they pick the wrong mate. Somebody got to say something about it. And God picked this crazy preacher probably some more somewhere to say something about it. When a man marry another man, a woman marry another woman, that's corruption. Don't be scared to say yeah. Don't care who's sitting around you. Don't be scared. It's wrong. It's a sin. You have to get this in the church and through the word of God. You ain't going to have that on the street. This got to come from the church. They get married, but they don't pick the wrong mate. That's corrupting it. Oh, bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, homosexuals, lesbians, gays have taken God's holy marriage and abusing it for their own sinful lust, their own selfishness. This is not of God. It is evil and wicked. God hates all sin. But my brothers and sisters, homosexuality is one of the wicked and sinful acts that a man or a woman can do to disgrace God. It's a disgrace before God. They corrupting God. They're trying to get rid of it. They're trying to destroy it. God got married fixed like he wants to fix it. Who can change it? Marriage is holy. That means I start in the beginning. To let you know they were holy before the sin. It's holy. It wasn't after the sin. It was before the sin. So who is me to come change it and say it right? No, it's not right. The Bible backed me up. But half of you scared to say amen. It's a disgrace. I say it's a disgrace. Homosexual is everything opposed to God. It's living a lie. It's not the will of God. It's no glory to God. It's no enjoyment to God. It is the devil fruit. I say it is the devil fruit. God Almighty. What make it so bad and disgrace is this. God called it abomination to him. It impure. It filthy. It's unclean. It's unlawful. This what God called corrupting his holy marriage. First of all, it's going against the will of God. How in the world two men can multiply their life? How in the world two women can multiply their life? They got married fixed. Now that you can marry a man, marry a woman. Why? Now, why? I can, if me and this fella get married, watch this. We ain't going to do it, but I'm telling y'all better room for it. Now, we can go and adopt your children to make them like us. That's the devil. I'm going to go and adopt your children and make them be like us. They're going to grow up saying, who the mama? Who the daddy? the church not to accept this mess. I say it mess. It stinks in the nostrils of God. And the church got their arm wide open. No, God love them. He love everybody. But he don't love what they're doing. It destroyed, not only it corrupting God's marriage. God put a man and a woman in the garden. Not a man and a man. And we allow it to come and man change. You know something right now. My partner. You sure it's your partner? You in a mess and don't know it. I said you in a mess and don't know you in a mess. God can't stand it. Do y'all know what abomination is? I'm going to get through this very day. Y'all know what abomination, I just called a few things out, but abomination is you not even aiming to do right. If that goal, Yana, is the mark I want to hit. Now, I may go off a little bit, but I'm still aiming at that door. I may go to the left a little bit, but I'm still aiming at that door. But abomination ain't looking that way. That's totally against God's word. And we're going to doing it, going to school, getting full of it now. Ain't nobody saying nothing. These old scary preachers scared to say something about it. I'm not talking about y'all now. I'm talking about, you know, I'm on radio. I'm just talking everywhere. We don't accept this stuff in the church. If you get born again, you know you'll get right, but you got to get born again. And going far enough to say, we got a church, a homosexual church. If you go in there, you'll come out a homosexual, right? That's a mess. Jesus ain't in that place. Y'all know that. God not in there. A homosexual church. They scattered all, and y'all haven't seen nothing yet. And I'm going to sit here and call myself God preacher, and they will never tell you nothing about it. Young folks, it's a disgrace to God. It's a disgrace to God. Stop fooling yourself. Yeah. Yeah, someone said they born that way. This ain't it. Any excuse. And yeah, I was born like that too. You were born like that too. But I got born again. We come here messed up. All of us come here messed up. When you came out your mother womb, you already were messed up. You're on your way to hell, but thank God for Jesus. He come to get us born again. Corrupting God's marriage. I mean corrupting it. And the law got it fixed. You can adopt children. That's when they're sad. If I cry for them babies. Making God, If he can get sick, he's sick. Changing God, holy Mary, to abomination. And the church think it's all right. The church, we don't accept that stuff. And I've been told y'all before we even come over here years ago, I said, two men's going to walk down that aisle after a while. You wait till Obama signs. He's going to sign it after a while. It's going to be all over the United States. See, in some states they already got it. It's going to be all over the United States. And then we're going to be liable if we don't take them in. That's what I said. Now watch. I'm going to tell them. Now, if I be around, I'm going to tell them, are you born again? If they say they're born again, well, I'm going to tell you what born again folks supposed to do then. Born again, marriage is supposed to be a man and a woman. Bring the word on them. That really got their own churches. But the church is going to be liable. I don't want the church to be liable. If I be around, what I'm going to do, I'm going to just retire. Where am I going to be on the church? I know y'all grinning, but it's coming. It's coming. I promise you. We don't accept that stuff. The Bible go gets it. Oh, boy, let me go and get through. Bless his holy name. Watch this. The men's turning away from marriage, relationship. They burning with sinful lust for other men and practicing homosexuality as a lifestyle and not even shame about it. Years ago, homosexual, you can hide that stuff. But it don't come out now. Not ashamed. Your lifestyle tell you who you are now. Because ain't nobody saying nothing about it. They know it's wrong. They know it's wrong. That means they were ashamed. I remember years ago, you know, Brother Terry, I was down in Mount Hebron years ago. You know, there's a few of the fellas around there then. And maybe some around here, I don't know, but I'm trying to say, but you ain't gonna relax in here now. I'm telling you the truth now, but, and they were, you know, the fella, I won't call his name no kind of way, but, old Nate was down there. He was there, bless his heart. And so we know, he said, hey, Reverend, you know, them sharp shoes you got on. I wouldn't preach it then. Yeah, Deke, them sharp shoes you got on. I said, yeah. He said, I'll buy you a pair. I buy you a pair. Every time come by my house, I just looked at him. I said, man, I love women. I won't go and get him off my back. I see what he's leading up to. Don't listen to that mess. The devil trying to get a hold to you. It's abomination before God. The Bible said it. How about, Redmond, get your Bible. Go to, right quick, go to Leviticus 18 and 22. Leviticus 18 and 22.
Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination.
The Bible said that. All right, right quick. I go to Leviticus 20, 11 through the 13 verse. Leviticus 20, 11 through the 13 verse.
And the man that lieth with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness.
Oh, that must be.
Both of them shall surely be put to death.
Uh-huh.
Their blood shall be upon them.
Lord, have mercy.
And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death.
Lord have mercy.
They have wrought confusion. Their blood shall be upon them.
Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm.
If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death.
Lord have mercy.
Their blood shall be upon them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I want you to look at, right quick, I'm running, right? Look at Genesis 19, 1 through 11, right quick. I want to be on the radio, because I'm, hallelujah.
And there came two angels to Sodom at evening, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground.
Yeah.
And he said, behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him. And entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house around, both old and young, all the people from every quarter.
Old homosexual, lesbian, whole. Old one and young one. Come on, read on.
And they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them.
Hold it right there. Now, what happened? Now, see, the angel can get a different straw, Sodom and Gomorrah. Y'all know the story. Lot got them. Lot won't take them in and feed them. He done all that. But them homosexuals knew they was there. There's some strange stuff coming in, and they saw them, and they wanted bad. They knocked on the door. They wanted to have them in. When they get to know them, they want to get to know them. Read on right quick, man.
And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters,
listen,
which have not known man.
Listen to that.
Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes.
God Almighty.
Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof.
Lord have mercy. No. Lord have mercy. They want them men so bad. Here God man got these pretty daughters. Never knew a man. They turn them down. They want the men. They want those men. It's abomination before God. It started and God always been abomination. God made a man and a woman to be together. Read on.
And they said, stand back.
Stand back.
And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge.
Boy, boy.
Now will we deal worse with thee than with them? And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them,
Lord have mercy,
and shut to the door.
Boy, Lot, poor little Lot. He had him. He couldn't do nothing with them. It took the angel to get them off him. They were going to break his house down and go in, but the angel stood in. They didn't know who they were messing with. It was God's angels. And God made them all blind. That's the only thing kept them going.
This is catalog.
It's abomination before God, young folks.
Catalog number 1150.
It's abomination. It made God sick on his stomach. If he can get sick, he'd have been dead by now, but he can't get sick. But it's trouble to God. I made a man and a woman to put him in the garden. Not no two men. How can you multiply the earth with two men? With two women? No. I got one more strip. I'm going to let you go. Go to Romans 1. Then I'll be through. I got 3 minutes. I won't get that in. Romans 1, 25 through 28.
Who changed the truth of God into a lie.
God Almighty.
And worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator.
Lord have mercy.
Who is blessed forever. Amen.
Read on.
For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections.
God Almighty.
For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature.
God Almighty.
And likewise also the men.
Listen.
Leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men,
God Almighty,
working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge,
listen to this,
God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
God turned them over to reprobated mind. A reprobated mind is a mind that cannot come up with God. A reprobated mind, God get himself out of their mind. When God come out your mind, nobody else in your mind but who? So now, devil, you got him. And they, listen, they can't come up with God no kind of way. He turned them over to reprobated minds. They can't even come up with God. Devil, have your way with them. I don't turn them over. And y'all think that they, I know it's popular, but it's sin. A child of God don't live like this. You can't be a Christian and live this kind of life. No kind of way. God love them all. God want to save everybody. But you've got to give your life to Christ to be delivered from this mess. And man have corrupted God's holy marriage by marrying men and men's marrying me. One of the worst things in the world. Don't messed up his family. I'm about to close. Now watch this. I'm got to get there next Sunday. How they destroying it? I ain't got there yet. Okay. Now. When you see things like this going on, it gets so natural until we just started accepting it. We don't accept it. We want to help them by giving them Jesus. Jesus love them. Jesus will save them. But they got to be saved. They're not ashamed no more. I said they're not ashamed no more. They kiss one another open now. Hugging one another like they husband and wife. And trust to adopt some children. That's sickness. I ain't trying to be dogmatic. I'm just trying to tell you God talk like it's nasty. You cannot be a Christian and live this type of life. Stop fooling yourself. If anybody in here on the radio, stop fooling yourself. God will turn you over to a reprobated mind. He wants to save you, but he can't save you when you love to do what you want to do. So they're corrupting God's Holy Mary. Got to be a law now. They accepted it. And the church ain't saying nothing. Nothing. But God is able to deliver us. And you tell them sometimes, when you got to talk to them, tell them all of us come here messed up. But we just got to be born again. The key is getting born again. That means you got to be born. You come here messed up. You came out your mother's womb again. You was a little old sinner. I was a little old sinner. But I got born again. I was born like that. Yes, you sure was. I ain't gonna argue with that. I was too. But I got born again. Tell them. You got to tell them. And some of y'all know it. You know them. They try to hide it from the preacher, but you know them, some of them. If you got a chance, tell them about Jesus. But let them know what the Bible says. Out of love. But it stinks in the nostrils of God. I promise the Bible. Y'all read the Bible. Y'all heard what the Bible said? Well, that's what it means then. God can't stand it. It's going against the program of God. Just oppose just Adam by himself. And he gonna get another rib and have another man. Think, I want y'all to see something now. No, you know, he got another man out of his side, not no woman, another man. Now, who gonna take care of the world? Man not made up to have babies. All this mess they're trying, they kind of come up with everything. I heard they plant a seed in a man. He pregnant. Them lies. He ain't pregnant enough. They'll do anything. They try to come up with something. I promise you right now. They trying everything. They want to make God out of lie. They trying to make our God out of lie. So that's what I mean by corrupting God's holy marriage. May God bless you. I love you too. Let us all stand. Ain't no